It's Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Shasta High School Music Department presents their 53rd annual musical Fiddler on the Roof, a story about the struggles to balance tradition and culture while allowing growth in a small Eastern European village. Production dates are May 5th through the 7th and May 12th through the 14th in Reading. This Tony Award-winning show will include famous music from a live orchestra. Reserved seating tickets are $20, and opening weekend tickets for K-12 students are only $5. For more information, visit ShastaHighChoir.com or call 530-341-2988.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This hour, San Francisco's miserable failure of a homelessness program. But first, we take you to the San Francisco City Council.
Hello, my name is John Elliott. I live in District 1 in the Outer Richmond. And I'd like to sing a song on behalf of the dwindling community of musicians in San Francisco and the 50% of San Franciscans who rent their homes and do not own a car. Keep it car free so the kids can play. Car free to scoot and skate and ride. Car free so we all can have a place to safely move outside. Car free for 100 years. Car free for 100 more. For you and me, for them and they. So everyone can get from A to B. From JFK to the Great Highway, keep it car free. From JFK to the Great Highway, keep it car free.
On your feet.
Thank you.
Thank you, dreamer halfwit with no grasp of reality. Next.
People are going to drive cars. Next.
Wow.
So, speaking of La La Land, this should relate to you next time you're, wherever you are, they're going to come up with a government program to fix the ills of your city. They regularly fail government programs, regularly. But I'm sure in total, more often than not, they fail. But you almost never hear the results of any government program because nobody follows up on them. Thank goodness the San Francisco Chronicle followed up on a very expensive homeless program.
You know, sorry to slow you down, but yeah, the question of is this program working is almost never even asked.
Right. Right.
But keep voting for bigger government.
The headline from the San Francisco Chronicle, and seriously, if I was wearing a hat, I would tip it to them. San Francisco spent millions of dollars. I always like to throw in millions of your dollars or millions of taxpayer dollars just in case you forget where that money comes from. Because a lot of people don't know where that money comes from. Idiotically
it's government
enough.
Money. Right.
San Francisco spent millions of dollars to shelter its most vulnerable residents in dilapidated hotels. The results are disastrous. It was a $160 million program and one of those deals where they're going to put homeless people in a 70 single room occupancy hotels. And we've heard about these mostly around the West Coast where they spend just obscene, like you hear the numbers and think, how could it possibly cost that much to house one human being? And it rarely works. And the results are not very, very good. So we'll go through some of the findings. HSH, which is the Homelessness Supportive Housing, that's the acronym for the whole thing, says its goal is to provide some residents with enough stability to enter more independent housing. Okay, sounds nice. But of the 515 tenants tracked by the government after they left the permanent supportive housing in 2020, a quarter died while in the program. Exiting by passing away is what they call it in the official documents.
Oh.
You die. You left the program. You exited by passing away from the program.
Well, you really left everything, including the program, except for your loved ones' hearts.
An additional 21% returned to homelessness, 27% left for an unknown destination. That means you just, like, haven't found them here, or they're homeless somewhere else.
We have no idea where they are.
So what does that add up to? 21% are still homeless, 27% are homeless there or somewhere else and they can't find them, and you got a quarter that died.
We're at, I think, 72%?
Yeah. So about a quarter found stable homes, mostly by moving in with friends or family or into another taxpayer-subsidized building. So either they went into a different taxpayer program to continue to have a home, or they moved in with friends or family, which was probably going to happen anyway.
Which they could have done previous to the expensive hotel thing.
Yeah, so there's not a single percentage of human beings there that were helped by the program that you can point to. At least 166 people fatally overdosed in the city-funded hotels in 2020 and 2021. That's 14% of all confirmed overdose deaths in San Francisco, though the buildings only housed less than 1% of the city's population.
Wow, so it seems like it's a program to get you to overdose on drugs.
That was
their primary success.
While they weren't very successful at getting people out of homelessness, they were very successful at getting you dead from overdose.
You know, I've been trying to overdose and for years and years now, and I just keep failing. Do you have a program to help me? Oh, yes, we do. We'll get you into one of these horrifying flea bag motels at the taxpayer expense, and that will quadruple your chances of being dead.
This is probably the headline, but we've got more details that are fun. Since 2016, that's the year that San Francisco city leaders created the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing and started pumping in, I think it's $1 billion they've spent by now.
It is, a little more.
Mm-hmm. The number of homeless people in the city has increased by 56%.
Yeah.
So since they started spending the $1 billion, homeless people, it's increased by 56%. You could hardly get that level of a result if that was your goal. If your goal had been trying to get as many homeless people as possible in the city, I don't think you'd have been as successful.
Well, the homeless industrial complex would answer, well, if we hadn't done all those things, it would have quadrupled. Only growing by 56% is a huge victory. On the other hand, I would argue a couple of things. Number one, it's primarily a drug problem. It's not a housing problem at all. You have tens of thousands of junkies, and you're making it as easy as possible for them to remain junkies. You'll note how many of your inmates die. I'm sorry, your residents croak it from drugs. You know what the chances of me overdosing on fentanyl are today? Zero. Zero, because I don't do hard drugs.
Well, and we had the story a couple weeks back where they were interviewing people on the street in San Francisco and making it clear that lots of the homeless people there aren't from San Francisco. So your programs attracted homeless people from other cities. That's all you've accomplished. That to me, that is like legitimately, even if I'm soft-hearted on the drug addict, junkie bum problem, and I'm not, but even if I were, how do you solve the problem of if we offer more services, we draw more homeless from surrounding cities? I don't know how you get through that problem.
You're putting out cat food every day behind your building. What do you think the result of that is going to be?
Here's some of the other stories that the San Francisco Chronicle found about this gazillion-dollar taxpayer program that ended up with more homeless people and lots of people dying from drug overdoses, and it doesn't look like helped really anybody. Residents have threatened to kill staff members, chased them with metal pipes, and lit fires inside their rooms, incident reports show. Hotel on 6th Street, a tenant was hospitalized after a neighbor, for a second time, streamed bug spray into their eyes, public records show. That's not good for you. Keeps the bugs away, but it's not good for your sight. Last May, less than a mile away in a different hotel, a resident slashed another tenant's face with a knife, leaving a trail of blood out of the building. Much of the instability stems from a small group of tenants who do not receive the support they need, it says here. All right. What support would that be?
You know, I'm looking at some of the comments that the mayor's office made on this report and others, and a couple of things, fairly predictable. Number one, the homeless industrial complex is saying, yes, this is proof we need much, much more money, way more. This cheap solution, getting people into hotel rooms, look at the results, we need way more money. The second thing is, and London Breed, who's the mayor of San Francisco is an interesting person. She and I disagree on a whole lot of things. She does have a vein of honesty that many progressive politicians don't. And I'm a little disappointed. The Chronicle grilled her about, hey, you hire and pay huge amounts of money to these, I would, you know, call them members of the homeless industrial complex, these so-called charitable organizations and implementing organizations for the programs. And then there's never any accountability. They get a stack of money. Then the people croak. Or they flee and they never get any housing and it's despicable and it just people are attacked and spraying bug spray into each other's eyes, etc. And there's never any accountability. But that's just government writ large. And it just, you know, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Grew up in Chicagoland, became very, very familiar with the idea of you announce a grand scheme, you tax the people, you get a giant slush fund, you hand out the money to your cronies then make sure all their peeps get to the polls and vote for you again. It is an absolute scam. And in various causes, civil rights is one. Not that that's not a legitimate cause, but that's a frequent, color of this scam, a frequent, sort of the scam. The homeless industrial complex is this incredible opportunity to run that scam. Because you point to the bums and junkies and the poor, sad folks with their puppy and their stolen bike there in the junkie camps, and Mr. and Mrs. Halfwood America or Progressive America or Unrealistic Unicorn Riding America, they see that and they say, oh my God, that is the big problem. That is such a big problem. Yes, we should pay, we should spend enormous amounts of tax money to solve that problem. And the scam gets richer.
God, talking about this is making me want to go to the next city council meeting and say, how are you going to solve this problem? The more programs you have, clearly it attracts more homeless people from other areas. Is that our goal?
They would just shout, no, that's not true. It's absolutely not true. We did a study.
Well, do you think it is the goal of some of the people? I wonder if some of the people have decided, yeah, I want to live in a city where we bring us your homeless. We're the city that will take care of the homeless. Because I feel like the state of California has done that since half the homeless in the entire country are in California. And then particular areas like Los Angeles and San Francisco have said it. And we in particular are willing to take on the burden of homelessness. Bring them here. I think if you said that out loud, even your voters in San Francisco would say, nah, I'm not signing up for that.
Yeah, I don't think they believe that. I just think they have an enormous blind spot. They've been, they'll cite some single study out of San Diego State or something that shows that, no, generous homeless programs don't attract more bums and junkies. And then they'll just lean on that, even though I guarantee, and I made that study up, by the way, no offense to San Diego State. They will lean on that study, and they will deny in the face of all evidence that that is clearly true. You lay out more food, you get more cats.
Wow, that is really incredible. Well, once again, good on you, San Francisco Chronicle, for digging into that and telling people what the results of their hard-earned money.
Thanks for taking my money, asshole.
That's exactly right.
Amen to that, sister.
There's a Hunter Biden update. Elon Musk has commented on some of Twitter's decisions in the past to give you an idea which way he's leaning on things.
Oh, and outrage is growing in major cities of China. They're tired of being in COVID jail.
Cool. All on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Listen to this. Terry was away for the weekend for her daughter's wedding. The morning of the big day, she got a call from SimpliSafe's 24/7 professional monitoring center. SimpliSafe had detected water in her basement just moments after the leak started.
Armstrong and Getty here, and in moments like this, time is critical because even one inch of flooding can cause more than $25,000 in damages.
After talking to SimpliSafe, Terry called her neighbor, who quickly turned the water off before the flooding got bad.
Now, protecting against floods is just one of the reasons more than 4 million people trust their home protection to SimpliSafe.
With a comprehensive SimpliSafe system and 24/7 professional monitoring, you can have someone always looking out for you, just like Terry.
Plans cost under a dollar a day with no long-term contracts or hidden fees ever. You can customize the perfect system for your home in just minutes at simplisafe.com/Armstrong. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring at simplisafe.com/Armstrong. Once again, that's simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
does.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
He really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
RC from Tobacco and Brew here, introducing this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Perla del Mar, a gem of a smoke. The Perla del Mar features special, hand-selected, aged binder and long filler from 4 distinct regions of Nicaragua. Smooth, lush flavor with a complex but balanced smoking experience. Perla del Mar. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Spring has sprung at Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So, saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with our new statuary, including a variety of bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Gold Leaf Nursery, back open, Wednesday through Saturday.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hot cars
and cool April nights
happening now through May 1st.
Up to 2,000 classic cars are rolling through town today, packed with classic vintage fun.
Don't miss today's Paint Mart and Interstate Batteries Show and Shine from 11 to 2.
And Redding Drag Strip Show and Shine today from 3 to 6 p.m. with races to follow.
And tonight, live entertainment by Billy and the Jets at the Redding Civic Center from 6 to 9. Then grab your lawn chairs for C.R. Gibbs American Grill Drive-In Movie Night, 9:30 to 11:30 for American Graffiti.
For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. CoolAprilNights.com. Cool April Nights is sponsored in part by Redding Tourism and Marketing Group, Wind River Resort and Casino, Lithia Chevrolet, Cresco Equipment, Block Beverage, Save Mart, Crown Camera, McDonald's, Union Bank, and this radio station.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Redding at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The liberal freakout over this is so revealing. Because basically, Elon Musk, first of all, Elon Musk is not a conservative. I interviewed him at the AI World Forum about this. He's a guy who's sending people to Mars and drinking and smoking weed and, like, you know, building electric cars. And all he has said is two things. I believe in free speech and I want us to have transparency. I want to put the algorithm out there so people can see how these decisions are getting made. And the fact that they're opposed to that, what does that mean? That they're against transparency and for censorship?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know how you nail down Elon Musk's politics. They're not as clear-cut as some are pretending. He is a guy so worried about climate change, he wanted to build an electric car company. He is a guy so worried that we're going to destroy the planet, he wants us to get us to Mars to colonize it, Those aren't like your normal conservative talking points, either one of those things. Yesterday he did say, though, that it was completely inappropriate for Twitter to censor the New York Post story about the Hunter Biden laptop. So that gives you some indication. But that is not a pro-Trump movement. That's a, you got to allow legitimate news stories. You can't just decide this is too close to an election and dangerous, so I'm not going to allow it. That's crazy.
Right, right. That's just becoming an activist, which is fine, but then admit that's what you are.
I just came across this, Sarah Westwood writing for The Examiner. We used to have her on all the time. She's great, but 6 ways Elon Musk's Twitter overhaul could fail, and I won't hit all of them, but a couple of them that are a serious problem is what ultimately doomed Parler, which was an attempt to be a, you know, a different Twitter, was you couldn't get the app. The platforms that host the apps wouldn't allow Parler on because they were too dangerous. And Sarah Westwood says if Apple particularly, because so many people have iPhones and buy their apps in the Apple store, if Apple and Google and others decide Twitter's too dangerous now and don't allow you to get the app there, that could doom Twitter. Although I think everybody already has the Twitter app. Maybe you'd need to update it to the new Twitter app when Elon has it. I don't know. But that is the power that, for instance, just Amazon and Google could have. If they don't think Twitter should be part of our conversation and don't allow it on the platform, it would be really hard to overcome that.
I don't think that would happen. It's an interesting thing to noodle through.
I didn't think it would happen with Parler, but it did. And it just kind of with a yawn was the response, yeah, they're probably dangerous, so better not have that.
Well, I think Parler went with an anything goes idea, and there was some stuff that I think everybody would find horrific on there.
And she also points out the employee resistance. He is taking over a company that is run by, you know, 99% way lefties that they're okay with censoring one side. So we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, I read some interesting analysis, too, about, and most analysis of this has been just dumb and over-emotional, but they pointed out a handful of things. Elon Musk is tied rather closely to communist China. What if they don't like something? Yeah. How does he react to that?
That's a serious problem. He's going to have to think that one over.
He has ginormous contracts with government entities through SpaceX and the Boring Company, where he's doing the Hyperloop and building, digging tunnels and that sort of thing. What if a politician who controls the purse strings to a $3.5 billion program says, hey, you got to start filtering that stuff?
Hey, that just reminded me.
It'll put him in a hell of a spot.
You're right. But that just reminded me, I was listening to a great podcast with some smart people yesterday talking about the difference between Elon as a world's richest man and the last half dozen richest people we've had. All of those people, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, they really cared what Harvard thought. They really cared what the elite of the left university crowd thought. And that's why Bill Gates, you know, he was getting beaten up by some sort of evil titan of tech and blah, blah, blah. That's when he went on the whole, I'm going to cure malaria rant and all that sort of stuff. And Elon doesn't care what anybody thinks. I don't think he spends a second thinking about what any crowd thinks.
Which is good in the modern era, mostly. On the other hand, if I think, hey, you're getting too cozy with the Chinese Communist Party, yeah, I would like him to care what I think.
Oh, yeah, I'll turn on him in a second if he starts kowtowing to China, for instance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see. I'll tell you what, I'm not upset about it, and I'm not terribly excited about it either. I'll just wait and see, like most normal humans.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
We just don't feel safe. Kids shot by stray bullets, gangs overrunning neighborhoods, children we know dying from drug poisonings, and the politicians supposed to be protecting us side with criminals or just don't care. California's never felt so hopeless.
I'm Nathan Hochman. California is under attack, and I intend to stop it. I've spent years prosecuting criminals. As an assistant U.S. Attorney General and head of a California fraud task force, I locked up violent criminals, drug traffickers, corrupt politicians, and financial predators. As Attorney General, I'll crack down on cartels and gangs, get fentanyl and dangerous narcotics off the streets, lock up violent criminals, and prosecute corruption. My mission always has been and always will be to protect California families.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, I'm Erin Reznor, and I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 1. As a local business owner, mother of four, and current Redding City Council member, public safety is a top priority. That's why, while as acting mayor, I led the council in approving a crisis intervention response team within the Redding Police Department, which has successfully assisted many citizens in crisis. If you want to be part of creating a stronger and better Shasta County, then vote for me, Erin Reznor, for Shasta County Supervisor on June 7th.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for Supervisor 2022.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, tell me whether or not this is significant. I think it's pretty significant. We have breaking news, breaking news. Have the fanfare ready, Michael. Dr. Fauci has declared the COVID-19 pandemic over.
It's, I can't remember what he represents. Fauci.
I represent science.
I think this is significant. It's been over for me for a long time, and most of you listening. But
I am so over COVID.
Dr. Fauci saying today that the pandemic is over.
Coronavirus!
There's nobody left defending that point of view of any note, right?
Yes, it's much more significant sociologically.
Yeah,
COVID cultist folks.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Politically.
There's some sort of scientific significance.
No, Joe Biden has free rein to, you know, do all kinds of things around COVID if Dr. Fauci declares it over.
It's hard to imagine a more flawed, inconsistent, hypocritical, misguided godhead than Anthony Fauci, but he is a godhead for a lot of the COVID cultists. And so, yeah, if he pronounces from on high, he's descended from Mount Olympus or Mount Ararat or wherever Moses came from. I should know that. I should remember. I think it was. Was it Mount Ararat?
That's where they found the Ark, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, wrong mount. Mount Vesuvius? No, that's not it either. Anyway, Dr. Fauci.
Mount Rushmore? Was Moses on Mount Rushmore?
That's right. So anyway, Fauci is descended from Mount Rushmore with the tablets in his hands, announcing that he has declared the COVID over. So yeah, again, I didn't need that. I think it's mostly amusing.
Hail Fauci!
Now, I don't have a single F to give for what Fauci has declared, but some people do. So, yeah, that's significant.
There you go.
That was absolutely donkey-worthy and fanfare-worthy. I rubber-stamped your decision.
I just got two booster shots yesterday.
Oh, man! Yeah.
One in each arm just to be safe. Well, listen, COVID isn't over as a disease that will be with us all of our lives and may or may not, depending, because the evolution of viruses is a field I know very little about, but I know enough to know sometimes viruses stay around for a very long time. They become part of life for the rest of your life. Sometimes they just kind of go away and nobody's quite sure why. But COVID will probably, for the foreseeable future, sicken people a little or a lot. Old people with underlying health problems, will continue dying of it for the rest of our days.
You sicken me.
But that doesn't mean I'm obsessing over it, because I have a life and some perspective. Anyway, switching gears completely now, working the China desk. China's COVID lockdown is testing the limits of the Chinese state's propaganda. Found this coverage.
Pandemic, yes? Ain't over for China.
Oh, no. Which, you know, if we had hours and hours and hours to talk about this and expert guests, we could talk about the places that ran crackdowns of various severity, including the blue states and cities of the United States, some of which are still trying it. And the one argument they have is that we postponed the big surge until vaccines and medical care and the rest of it was at a better place. You know, people like me and you would argue, yeah, at what cost? When are you going to be honest about the enormous costs? But China has gone hardcore on the, we're either going to stop it from really spreading at all, or we're going to postpone it so much that it's not a big deal strategy. And Chairman Xi himself has it's called zero COVID. And Chairman Xi himself has tied his very legitimacy to this idea. But after Shanghai and now Beijing have locked down nearly completely, or parts of it have anyway, over the COVID lockdowns, or over the zero COVID policy, the outrage is growing. And all sorts of stories in the New York Times about the authorities saying, look, 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 nobody panic. There are not going to be any food shortages. If there are lockdowns, we're going to give you plenty of notice. And then people rush to the grocery stores, there's no food, and the next day everybody's locked down and chained to their apartment, etc. But social media is getting more and more outspoken, more blatantly disrespectful of the Chinese authorities, pushed against the triumphalist narrative of the COVID response. They're fighting back against the widespread heavy-handed lockdowns. It's clever what they've done. There was a video that went crazy viral in China, many, many millions of downloads, of shots of the skyline of Shanghai. But the audio was the anguished voices of people of that city talking about the horrors of the lockdown. I'm out of food. I can't get my grandfather into the hospital. All my food is rotten, that sort of thing. I need medicine. I need medicine or I'm going to die. That's the soundtrack. Well, the Chinese authorities have banned that. And so the people have found very clever ways to keep that going around. They will post it upside down, so it's not noticed by the algorithms or whatever. Or in my favorite one, they had that video playing on a TV in a SpongeBob SquarePants cartoon in which I think it's Mr. Krabs is watching TV in the back room of the Krusty Krab. But what's showing on the TV is that video of the anguish in Shanghai, but the censors don't pick up on it for whatever reason. So they're getting around it. And, you know, there are a bunch of different examples in the New York Times that are pretty significant. They show more and more outrage and more open expression of that outrage. And I got, here's one, before I get to why it's not quite as cool as it seems part. Don't let me forget that. When a hashtag attacking the United States human rights record began trending on Chinese social media, the Chinese government essentially was trying to blame the U.S. for the COVID through a variety of reasons. But then there was this hashtag complaining about U.S. human rights. Some repurposed it as a way to complain about China, listing off recent problems and sarcastically attributing them to America. The film titled La La Land was censored after some online users used it to allude to a moment when a foreign ministry spokesman told foreign journalists they should be happy to live in China because they benefited from Chinese COVID controls, etc., etc. But here's where I ruin the fun. Tiananmen Square was a gigantic, open expression of outrage and desire for freedom. Tens of thousands of people during a time when the government was more reform-minded. And they just went ahead and slaughtered them all. So, you know, I'd like to think this is going to push the Chinese in the direction of reform. Is it conceivable Xi Jinping gets booted out of power, loses his heft or something like that? I suppose so, but it's tough to be optimistic about China.
So,
any thoughts, Jack, before a quick word from our good friends at Simply Safe Home Security?
No, I was just going to say we have to get to later in the show some audio and video and text came out of the Alec Baldwin shooting that poor woman story, and we haven't heard them yet. I haven't heard them yet. I've just seen the headlines. The reaction there on the set after that woman was shot was a little odd, but I don't know how I'd react if something like that happened either. Anyway, we'll get to that later.
So we love Simply Safe Home Security. Both the people and the technology and everything declared over and over again the best home security system you can have. Not only will it detect randos on your porch and alert you to them no matter where you are, or alert the monitoring service to a break-in or a fire or something like that, they even deal with stuff like flooding.
Yeah, so you had this Terry. She went to her daughter's wedding, and the Simply Safe monitoring system monitored that there was a leak in the basement. I didn't even know Simply Safe did that. You know, you leave for several days with a leak in your basement, you come back, you have got a serious problem. Thankfully, Simply Safe had detected the water just moments after the leaking had started. She got a hold of a neighbor who turned off the water and, man, saved all kinds of damage.
Maybe you don't have a basement. That's fine. SimpliSafe has all sorts of capabilities, and you can customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. Go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with the fabulous interactive monitoring. Go to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. Oh, don't forget about that wireless outdoor camera. It's great. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
I don't.
Oh, we need. You know what we need to do? We need to introduce a Karen medal to the folks.
Oh yeah, yeah. We've got to
lighten
get that
the
going.
Hell up.
We've absolutely got to get that going because I haven't heard it yet. You say it's fantastic.
It's good. It's really good. Don't oversell stuff. How many times have I begged you? I know about it. You don't. Don't. It will change your life forever. Christianity pales in comparison to our next fit. No, it's very good. It's amusing.
So get people to stick around by saying, got something coming up. It's,
Yeah, P.T. Barnum. You're right. So I stand correct.
It's better than getting a sharp stick in the eye.
This way to the egress. You're right. I'm wrong.
It's coming up next.
Armstrong and Getty.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect.
DinoVite.com.
We've been using DinoVite, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy, a glow and a bounce about him.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
In a world full of rewards programs,
there's never been one quite as fantastic as MGM Rewards.
Now, guests and friends of MGM Resorts can earn and redeem on countless things they love to do most.
Have the meal of a lifetime.
Go on the ultimate date night.
See a show that blows your mind.
Stay in a baller suite.
Shop till you drop.
Make the spa your second home. Or just find a nice loud corner for some bottle service. Introducing MGM Rewards. Why be a guest when you can be a member? Visit MGMRewards.com for more details.
Subject to earning and redemption limitations applicable to certain purchases and in certain states.
Are you unhappy with your Medicare supplement plan? Are you paying too much for doctors or drugs? Did you know that you don't need to wait for the annual enrollment period to switch plans? You heard me right. With Chapter, you can apply to switch your Medicare supplement plan whenever you want. Chapter is a free service that helps you make sure you are on the right Medicare plan for your needs. Chapter searches thousands of options to find the plan that best suits your specific healthcare needs and could save you thousands of dollars each year. Because healthcare should be your choice, not a bureaucrat's decision. Whether you're already enrolled in a Medicare supplement plan or you're new to Medicare, call Chapter and make sure your choice is the right choice. It could be the last call you ever need to maximize your Medicare benefits. The service is free, so call today. Call 800-841-8422. 800-841-8422. 800-841-8422.
Proven experience, fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent 2 decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her reelection. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney, 2022.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You may remember heavy metal guitarist and composer Andre Antunes from this delightful video we played several months ago. An alleged musician is unbelievably talented. I mean, just he's another level. And so he takes viral videos and turns them into metal songs, right? Rants of various sorts. Well, he's out apparently with an edition of what he or somebody characterizes as Karen metal. Women freaking out in public, screeching at themselves or others or what have you.
Okay, so, like, I wasn't completely following. So that was the guy at the city council meeting or whatever, and he just put music.
The San Diego City Council meeting, the Hale Fauci guy, yeah.
He just put the music to the guy at the city council meeting. So this is music to Karens?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And what's interesting, just from a musical point of view, is he doesn't, like, remix them so they fall on the beats. He takes their rhythm and plays along with it no matter how random it is. And you have no idea how hard that is. I can't even imagine. Let's see. Here are some of his new ones. This one is some progressive gal screeching into her cell phone and posted a video. I can't even remember about what, but number 11, Michael. Michael, before people have a fatal heart attack. That was the chick who was screaming that Republicans are the people we were warned about through history, and we're going to cause slavery and the rest of it.
They're taking
a cataclysmic
democracy.
Progressive lunatic.
It sounds like it was designed to be a song when he plays behind it.
I know. This guy's ability is just shocking to me. Let's do one more just for fun, at least. This is, you probably saw this. Woman freaks out in a Victoria's Secret, white gal, smacks a black gal who's taping this with her phone, and the black gal's like, what's the matter with you? You just hit me. What's the... And the white gal crouches and has this weird emotional just collapse. Okay, it's really kind of sad, but this is what it sounds like, clip 12, set to heavy metal, I'm sorry, 13, set to heavy metal music.
Oh, God, no. Excuse, now you are... Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
And I'm telling you, when you see these with the accompanying videos, because the video is, the original video is part of the video at armstrongandgetty.com. We have them all collected for you. Nice link there. When you see them with the actual screeching females, it's hard to explain why it's so entertainment. I know we got several more. I had tears in my eyes.
Awesome. And we have those at armstrongandgetty.com?
We do indeed.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Speaking of popular culture, according to this headline, a resurfaced Steve Martin sketch has the internet seeing red.
I don't
Steve Martin claps back.
I don't even click on these things anymore.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I just saw this one. A Madonna's zodiac sign unveils the Queen of Pop's power. I want actually...
No, it doesn't.
I want
the
government to keep track of who clicks on that one. And I want them to not get any of my tax money.
The Steve Martin story is actually semi-amusing in that the good woke snowflake sort of way that we're all familiar with. In 2017, the King Tut SNL sketch.
Jeez, there's a good half-century callback. Wow.
The sketch gained attention in the news when students at Reed College in Portland, Oregon, where else would it be but Portland, they demonstrated their outrage at a humanities professor who showed the video in class. The course, a required seminar for all first years, claimed to support a Socratic learning style and intellectual debate, but many people were offended by it.
I can't get past the fact that their setup for explaining who Steve Martin is the King Tut sketch.
Well, no, that's the sketch they're mad at.
Right, but still, I would think there'd be some, like, one of the best-known comedians in the history of America or something like that ought to be thrown into the story.
Well, I may have skipped that part.
He's not a fringe character by any means.
But that doesn't matter. Wow, you... Funky Tut. This is cultural appropriation, at least. You're missing the point, Jack. You're missing the point.
A cultural appropriation of ancient Egyptians. That's a good one.
It doesn't matter if Steve Martin was on par with Pauly Shore, Charlie Chaplin, or Abraham Lincoln. He is responsible for something that 21-year-olds in the year 2022 don't approve of.
Gotcha.
Therefore, he is the devil. For example, one student representative told The Atlantic, the gold face of the saxophone player leaving its tomb is an exhibition of blackface. I can't believe they showed it to us.
Well, I'm in the same spot I was yesterday on some stories. Do they actually believe this? I mean, is this parody? I can't tell what's real anymore and what's not. This sounds like the Babylon Bee.
Ask Peter Boghossian, who got hounded out of his career, if they're serious, in Portland, at Portland State.
There needs to be more... shut up, finish your homework. When people say stuff like that, that's how far it should go.
Exactly. In the 1950s, were we a little intolerant of opposing views in the United States? Yeah, I could see that argument being made. But as usual, we have veered way past the sweet spot now to the point that if somebody says that something that effing stupid, you can't say, be quiet and do your homework. Stop objecting to things that are obviously not serious in my class or I will fail you. Or you drop the class, you baby. Get out. The saxophone player has gold face on, which is a manifestation of blackface. I learned that in a social class. Unbelievable.
Funky Tut.
Buried in his jammies.
That's right. So the Ukrainians have just dismantled a statue that has been up for a long time along a river in Kyiv. It was the Monument of People's Friendship, a statue representing Russian-Ukrainian friendship, and they've decided to take that statue down.
Why?
That's probably a good idea. I'm amazed that it's stayed over the last 6 weeks. We have an update on that whole story for you in a little bit. The tide has turned. If you haven't been paying attention the last couple of days, the United States is now fully committed to being at war with Russia. We're just not saying it out loud, but that is clearly what is happening.
And we can certainly reset the discussion of, are we in a proxy war? Absolutely not, say American authorities. If we aren't, what is a proxy war, says everybody else.
I got a number of business headlines we ought to get to. I'm going to have to learn about crypto, I think, whether I like it or not, where they think inflation is headed, and a whole bunch of other stuff. If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast, ArmstrongandGetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.